Welcome back to In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, CEO of academia.edu, and I'm genuinely excited to dive into another fascinating piece of research with you today, presented, of course, as neutrally as possible. So the paper we're looking at today is authored by Lotte Bock with several co-authors, but for our purposes, we'll stick with the lead. The title, Resilience Among Healthcare Staff, a randomized controlled trial of a digital training program. Pretty relevant in today's world, right? I mean, healthcare staff, resilience, digital solutions, so much to unpack. Let's start by asking, what's the core question here? The paper digs into whether a four-week digital training program can actually increase resilience and reduce stress, specifically for nursing and direct care staff. Now, why is that significant? Well, these professionals are, you know, facing crazy intense pressures. Think heavy workloads, emotional demands, shift work, staff shortages, even just the grind of seeing suffering every day. All of that can feed into burnout, depression, anxiety, the stuff we hear about but maybe don't always fully appreciate unless we're in those shoes. Boosting resilience might mean helping healthcare workers handle these stresses a little better, maybe even hang on to their well-being and stay in the field longer. So let's look at what Bock and the team actually did. They ran a randomized controlled trial, think gold standard in research design, all in Germany, with 120 participants from various care backgrounds. Some were nurses with decades of experience, others were assistants or even trainees. The group was split in half. One half started the digital program right away, and the other half waited until after the study ended. Both were assessed three times, before, after, and at a three-month follow-up. All right, what was this digital intervention? Well, each day, over 28 days, participants got two emails, morning and evening. The morning one had a super short video, like a learning nugget about a resilience topic, plus a practical exercise or maybe a relaxation routine, breathing techniques, meditation, simple yoga. Then at night, there was more of a reflective angle, journaling about positive experiences, gratitude stuff, meaningful social connections, all told about 20 minutes a day, but with maximum flexibility. No one was forced to check in at strict times, and people could catch up, pause when life got in the way, shift work, sick kids, you name it. So what did the researchers find? Again, I'm not endorsing these conclusions, just walking you through the reported results. First off, the digital group compared to the group that didn't get the training right away showed significant increases in resilience as measured by something called the RS scale. Not only that, but these gains were still there 3 months after the program ended. On top of that, participants in the digital program also saw substantial decreases in perceived stress, measured with the perceived stress questionnaire. Interestingly, the reduction in stress was even larger than the boost in resilience. So in a way, the emotional relief came quickly, while building up deeper resilience maybe takes more time. For those of you listening who might actually work in healthcare, the practical upshot is this. There's evidence, at least in this context, that a short, flexible digital training can help buffer against some of the real day-in, day-out stress you face. That doesn't mean it's a magic bullet or that it fixes systemic problems, just that individual skills and micro-interventions matter. Also, this research design, being digital, asynchronous, modular, actually fits with the unpredictable schedules direct care and nursing staff have, which is pretty rare for well-being programs. Now, just as a quick detour, imagine reading a message about breathing exercises at 7 in the morning after a night shift. I wonder how many people just saw the email, groaned, and went right to sleep. There's a limit to what digital nudges can do against sheer exhaustion, right? Anyway, just something to chew on while we go through these results. But caveats. The study only included German health workers, and data was self-reported. That means no one can say if this would work in other cultures, or even if people just told the researchers what they wanted to hear. Plus, the study didn't compare the program to another kind of intervention, so there's no way to tell if face-to-face or other methods might do even better. So what does all this mean for you? Maybe you're a healthcare worker, or maybe you live with one, or you just care about these issues because, honestly, we all depend on this profession. These findings hint that even small, tailored interventions, delivered in flexible, realistic ways, could make a difference in people's everyday stress levels and their capacity to keep going in tough jobs. In the bigger picture, research like this helps us remember that science doesn't hand us immutable truth. It offers us tested strategies, insights, possibilities to explore in our own unique context, All right, that wraps up our look at Lotterbox paper. Again, just sharing the reported findings, not making an endorsement here. Thanks for joining me for another episode of In Depth with Academia. Keep questioning, keep learning, and I'll see you in the next one.